Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy and Sherry.
And good morning. I am Sandy here with my co-host.
Yes, Sherry Hera.
Yes, we are here with you this morning on Home Show Garden Pros. If you are just waking up, good morning and welcome to the show. We love our listeners. They are super fun.
Yes.
Sherry and I were sitting here talking about the weather. No,
yes,
really.
I know. It rules my world. So
That's right.
I'm always talking about the weather.
Right, right. So we're sort of like a gardening / weather station, right?
Yes, right.
But we're not experts on weather. We just talk about it.
Who really is, though?
Right, right. That's the job that you can't get fired in.
I know.
It's kind of cool.
You just know, be wrong all the time.
Yeah.
And still get a paycheck.
Now, we love all of our weather people. We appreciate them. I mean, you know, especially I obsess over when we have storms coming. I'm like, I look at everybody's, you know, comments, and Charlie's like, would you just stop? You know, it's going to come in and it's going to go out and
it's going to happen and you can't control it.
And it's going to happen. Right. So get ready for it. But yes, our weather warm, and you're right. It rules our world.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gardening or traveling or anything.
Yeah. I can tell you what the weather's been for the past 27 years.
Really?
Yeah. Because we track it. Like, that's what we do.
You do?
You know, when you're in the lawn and garden industry.
I had no idea.
You have to be up on the weather.
Okay.
So, you know, my friends are like talking about other stuff and I'm worried about the weather.
Right.
And they're like, how do you know so much about the weather? Well, because it's my livelihood.
Right. It is your livelihood. And I get it. So you track it so you can kind of see trends.
Trends and, you know, like, you know, is what's happening. You know, we have. Our climate's constantly changing.
Yeah.
And is it something we need to be worried about? And,
uh-huh.
You know, we have to know how many people do we need to water this week? And is it going to rain? And,
yes. I'd like to have some of your people come and help me water.
Wishful thinking, but when are we going to have our first frost? And
yes.
Because we have to protect plants. You have to protect a few plants. Mm-hmm. We have to protect a lot of plants. Yes.
Right. Because they've got to be ready to sell the next day or whenever the storm is over.
You got it.
Well, I was out there doing hand watering.
Mm-hmm. Which is the best watering.
Yeah. I mean, I've got the sprinkler system going and I'm thankful for that. But it really, during these dry times, I really understand that they are not complete. You know, you can't just rely on them.
No.
Unless you have some fancy schmancy, you know.
Even the fancy schmancy ones. It's a robot. Right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have eyes. Yes, it's got sensors.
Yeah.
But your best tool in the garden is your eyes and your hands.
Oh, it is. Oh, absolutely. And I've been doing that. So, you know, I've been out there hand watering the curb areas, you know, where it's missing.
Yeah.
I had a neighbor drive by just the other day. She said, Sandy, every time I see you out in the garden, I sweat. And I'm like, well, come join sweat me.
Yeah.
Sweat with me. You know, it's like, come on out. It's fun.
Yeah.
I follow the shade.
Yes.
I'm learning, you know.
You find your little shady spots.
Right.
Stand in the shade, water the sun.
Right, right. And then I know, you know, backyard is in the evening, front yard is in the mid-afternoon because I can get my. So I have my system.
Yeah.
When
and
I can,
it works for you.
Right. When I can break away from work and, you know, go out there and dabble.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the weather, but this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And Sandy and Sherry are here as your co-hosts. And this is a co-op.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great, fun group of people who have jumped on board, and they join us every Saturday morning. Last weekend, you heard from Anita with Nelson Nursing Water Gardens, and then Plants for All Seasons. We love Miss Sherry, but we have her sister come in.
Yes.
Miss Kelly. It is fun to have Kelly here in the studio because the two of you having that sister dynamic.
We have a tight relationship.
Yes. And then your knowledge of the plants is super fun. And then Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. We love Joey and Danny who come out and join us. And Nature's Way Resources, that will be next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The professor.
Yes.
John Ferguson will be out. I don't know if he likes
to. Yeah, get all your soil questions ready. Exactly.
I just, you know, I absorb all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just love that soil combo. And then Spring Gardens Nursery with Isaac.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've known Isaac for a long, long, long time.
Yeah. Well, it's a small group of you, right?
Yeah.
You locally owned nurseries and experts. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry and I are here taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, easy number. Give Sherry a call. We've got all sorts of, you know, getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
For the fall coming
the
up.
The weather will change.
The weather will change. I promise. And taking care of what's happening right now. So let's find out what's on your list, and we will return after this.
Revolutionize the gardening industry. It seemed an ambitious dream back in 1983 when Dean and Julie Nelson created Nelson Plant Food. But their passion for horticulture and spirit of innovation led to meticulously crafted formulas providing the perfect balance of macro and micronutrients. Nelson Plant Foods help plants, shrubs, trees, vegetables, and turf thrive. Today, revolutionizing your lawn and garden is easy. Just add some Nelson Plant Food from a Home Show Garden Pro near you. Learn more at NelsonPlantFood.com.
When you're ready for that lawn you've dreamed of, choose Best Choice Lawn Aeration to elevate your outdoor space. Best Choice has a team of experts that know that aeration is the key to unlocking healthy, vibrant lawns. Loosening your compacted soil will ensure optimal air, water, and nutrient circulation to the roots, resulting in lush, green, and resilient grass. Level up your lawn game and aerate it with Best Choice Lawn Aeration and experience the difference. BCAerationTX.com.
And a walk in the garden wears me down.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on Home Show Garden Pros. You can give Sherry and Sandy a call at 281-833-3333. So, Sherry, it is warm out there, but you know what? I love it.
Mm-hmm. It is. You do?
Yes, I do. I do. If I'm not in the direct sun, you know, if I'm digging a hole in the direct sun, no, I'd, you know, rather have a root canal.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And, you know, we've got Landscaper's Pride that you and I talk about a lot that we love.
Yes, I just saw Jenny at one of the buying shows that we, you know, this is when we do all of our buying.
Yes.
So I got to hang out with her and see all her amazing products, which most of them, you know, most of the Home Show Garden Pros carry the Landscaper's Pride line. But one great thing I want to point out, you know, when listeners are shopping for soils, one good indicator if it's a good soil is smell it.
Right.
You know, that's one thing that I did at the show is I touched and smelled and, looked at. They look healthy. Landscaper's Pride is a great soil line. They craft soils. They're not just recycling junk.
Yeah,
right. They're crafting beautiful healthy soils for all your lawn and garden needs. So, and they smell just that beautiful earthy smell.
Mm-hmm.
They smell fresh and clean. Not clean like laundry, but clean like soil. So, and their black velvet is, I always just go on and on about black velvet. But, you know, as I was watering my lawn my garden last night, I'm watering where I have all my beautiful black velvet and the water just percolates down past it.
Right.
You know, and it's just this beautiful, rich color. And I could smell the aroma as I'm watering it. It's like it's sending up just this beautiful aroma. And that's what our soils should smell like.
Right. And what I'm understanding is that we're losing a lot of nutrients in this heat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for our landscaping to absorb the water when it's so hard and, you know, rock hard, just concrete-like.
Right.
So just runs off.
You got to put your good compost down, cover it up with some good mulch. Mm-hmm. Landscaper's Pride has their healthy soil compost and their black velvet mulch.
Right.
Those two of my go-tos when I'm working in my yard. But they're beautiful, nice, rich products. And really, it's going to help with your water retention right now. So if there's one thing you could do, it would be get out, put your healthy soil compost out, put your mulch down, give everything a nice, good watering to really improve your soil and your whole gardening experience.
You can toss that mulch out. You know, it's not like we have to dig a hole or something.
Yeah.
And they have over 26 products, I believe, in bags.
Right.
You know, and aggregates.
Yeah, they're rocks. They're beautiful right. rocks and sand and right. pretty much everything you need. So right. for more information on Landscapers Pride, you can visit landscaperspride.com or homeshowgardenpros.com.
Yes. It's a must have on the shelf, Landscapers yes. Pride. So, yes, I need to get that. I got the mulch out mm-hmm. recently, the black velvet mulch, and it does make all the difference because I did portions. There were some new plants that I needed to really nurture and take right. care of. And as you had heard, I had someone helping me with the lawn, and they blew away some of my mulch and yeah. bagged it up and took it away. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I was nurturing that. Well, there's one area that I didn't get new mulch on. Mm-hmm. And you're exactly right. It's gray.
Yeah.
And there are weeds.
Yep. And when you water it, it's like the water pulls off.
Yeah, it doesn't know where to go.
You put a nice little layer of yes. mulch on there, and it's like you can just watch the water percolate
so
down.
There's one little bed that I need to take care of, mm-hmm. and that's easy enough to do, you know, but that is on my list. That's yes. my to-do list for this weekend.
Yes. I mean, there's so much that we need to be doing. You know, there's a hint. Now, maybe not this morning, but on Wednesday morning, a huge hint of fall was in the air.
There really was.
Just that lower humidity, mm-hmm. just a little bit of crisp.
Right.
So fall is around the corner. It will happen. We have a few more weeks of this.
Yeah.
We'll start getting rain. We'll start getting a little lower humidity, and then the cooler temps will follow. So we've got to get out in the garden and yeah. get some stuff done.
Right.
Take advantage of the cooler mornings mm-hmm. and the lower humidity in the evenings.
Right.
The evenings have not been terrible.
No, and we've had a breeze.
Yeah.
And I know you and Anita were talking about the breeze is not so great for our watering.
Breeze. Just that hot breeze.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. when we're more humid and then there's a breeze, it's not as big of a deal.
Right.
But when we were, it was last week. It was this hot breeze kicked up, and it was lower humidity
yeah.
with the hot breeze, yeah. and that will just dehydrate the heck out of some plants.
Right, right.
So,
but there was, when I walked out Wednesday morning, I felt like that was a hint of hope.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, yes, all right, there's going to be a break at some point.
Yeah. And, you know, just trying to keep up with the watering, and mm-hmm. plants are showing. Like, okay, yeah, you've been kind of keeping up with the watering, but I'm just done.
Yeah.
I'm done with this heat.
Right, right. I have fought as long as I can fight. Yeah. But they're going to survive. I've got maybe one or two that literally have died, but those yeah. were new plants, and I don't know. It caught me off guard.
Yeah.
So I'm going to – everything else is going to survive, but, boy, it's, you know, keeping it fed.
Yeah.
And that is really important, too. And, we'll
and
talk
feeding
about...
is super important.
Yeah.
I mean, it's – you know, I follow a lot of Facebook pages with the gardening and
like
Houston.
Weather, you have to.
And I have to take myself away from them because I would just sit there all night and try to answer questions.
Oh,
there's so much bad yeah. information out there.
Uh-oh.
So much bad. And everybody has an opinion on gardening.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not that that might work for them, but everything is not put Epsom salt on it.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh. Yeah.
I go in these forums and it's like, just put some Epsom salt on. I'm like, it reminds me of the big fat Greek wedding.
Yes.
When they're running around with the Windex.
Yes.
Right? It's like the Windex of gardening.
Yeah.
And Epsom salt is not the cure-all for everything.
There's
it is
not
an element,
a magic pill. No.
It is an element in fertilizers. Mm-hmm. But like Dean Nelson formulates his fertilizers for everything that the plant needs, right?
Uh-huh. Right. Very specific.
All those little specific elements. Well, magnesium sulfate is Epsom salt, right?
Right.
But he puts the right amount for each plant.
Right, right.
So you don't need to douse everything with Epsom salt.
Right. He's right. You're not going to the store and just, yeah, yeah, we can't do that.
You got it.
Well, I love that. And
we can talk about more bad information.
Right. And you can call Sherry at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And she has got the right information on gardening and landscaping and lawns. So give us a call after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
Protect your roots. Keeping soil moist with a gentle, consistent water flow soaking down 4 inches makes your roots happy. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hi, everybody. This is Anita from Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. Let's talk about plants, specifically those that you won't need to water frequently in this hot, dry summer. And I'm talking about succulents. Succulents come in so many different color, textures, and shapes. Plant a medley of them in a garden or pot, and you've got a living piece of art. Best of all, these plants don't need daily watering. And another category of easy care summer plants are aquatics. A water garden full of blooming lilies and darting fish needs little care except to top off the pond from time to time. Nelson's is a garden center full of plants that like it dry, wet, and in between. Don't let summer temperatures keep you inside. Visit us and try out the wet or dry gardening. Nelson Nursery and Water Garden. You can find us. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And yes, this is the Home Show Garden Pros. You can reach Sherry and Sandy at 281-833-3333. It's an easy number. What is on your list this morning? 281-833-3333. What are you pulling out, or you think you have to pull out? Maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Give Sherry a call because she's got some good information that's not misinformation.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know everything, but I know a lot.
There you go.
But I will get good information if there's something I don't know.
Yeah.
But one thing that I'm noticing is I'm driving around neighborhoods and, you know, even on the way here, mm-hmm. is the amount of drought stress that just a little bit of water could help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the right way to water, right?
Right.
You know, people have their sprinkler systems come on, and if they're putting them on for like 5 minutes a day, every single day, you're getting like a little splash of water. You're basically wetting the leaves, right?
Yeah.
And you're not getting a deep soaking. And we really want to get deep soakings and as infrequently as possible.
Right. Make them want the water.
And water is not an exact science. And there's all kinds of apps out right now that are supposed to help you with water.
Oh, my goodness.
The only problem with that is they can tell you what's the temperature in your area, how much water you're going to need, but they don't know your soil composition.
Right.
So my yard might need, you know, a half an inch through the summer mm-hmm. when it's this hot a week.
Yeah.
But your yard may need an inch.
Right.
Because my soil is really loose and hydrated and healthy and composted. But somebody else's soil may be rock hard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in my neighborhood, you can see evidence of this.
Right.
Just by looking to the house to the right of me and to the left of me. You know, I'm doing what I'm doing. And my yard is gorgeous.
Yes.
But the house to the right of me is chicken fried.
Right. Chicken fried. I love it. Yeah. And
it's
and that's
crispy.
Exactly, yes.
And in the soil is hard packed because they have two huge trees in a small yard.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not able to keep up with the water because their soil is hard and not. It's not built. It's not good compost component to it.
And even just your own yard. Mm-hmm. Well, for mine, most of it looks really great, but I do have areas that the sprinkler had not been soaking, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, and it really was just sprinkling it. So I pull around my portable sprinkler.
Right.
And in those areas,
right.
I'm trying to take care of it because
right.
I know that, you know, it is a crispy area. So even just in your own yard, like you said earlier, mm-hmm. walk around and look.
Yeah, you can tell.
See what's going on.
You can tell the grassy areas that need a little bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe a tree root is running under the ground right there.
I've got a lot of tree roots.
Yeah, down by the street where it's surrounded by concrete. Like my hydrangeas, you know, they are just done with summer.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, okay, I'm over it. So I'm having to do some hand watering there.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, these apps are there to help, but they're not end-all be-all.
Yeah.
So they will help you get a good idea of frequency and depth, but use your eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah,
you have to. And know, you know, I'm watering, you know, 15 minutes a day, every day, but my yard is not doing well. Well, why? Well, that's because we need to increase the organic component in our soil.
Right. And that's going to help the absorption.
With compost and aeration, things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, my soil's built. I don't have to work as hard anymore. I'm reaping the benefits
of all that
labor that I put in years past. And so now I can kind of sit back and go, okay, we're in a really dry, hot time, and my yard's not struggling.
Right. And I started way later than you did. Mm-hmm. So I've only been nurturing my soils for a few years, and I already see the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I still have some work to do, but
and I've talked about Mr. Joe to the left of me at my house.
Yeah.
His yard is doing great, and all we did is put some compost out, put some MicroLife Humates out. We put some Bruce's Brew out.
Nice.
Like, we threw everything at it early in the spring, and he's watering. He's not overwatering, and his yard is green. And
that's great.
Yep, and he has grass in shady spots because we put the right kind of grass in that area.
Well, and we can, if you've got some struggling areas, we can nurture those as time moves on into the fall to bounce those back.
Right.
Okay.
You got it.
All right.
And not fussing over the weeds in a shady yard. You know, I don't ever fuss over weeds in a shady yard. We just try to outcompete the weeds with with so good grass.
Okay.
Yep.
Interesting, because I was out pulling weeds yesterday in the shade.
Oh, well,
so just leave them
in the grass?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd rather have green than dirt.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, good. And I have healthy grass, so they were obviously, and you know what? They were coming up easily. Mm-hmm. So I think my St. Augustine was choking them out.
Yeah. Could be.
All right. There you go. Well, that was time that I just, you know, was playing in the dirt.
Yeah.
The soil.
The soil.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we also have Ask a Pro on homeshowgardenpros.com if you've got a question. So give us a call after this.
It's always just another day in paradise at Spring Gardens Nursery. See their sprawling 18 acres of the highest quality palms, evergreens, roses, and tropicals for shade or sun. Annuals and perennials that are just perfect for attracting hummingbirds and butterflies. Find privacy shrubs, mulch, fertilizers, ornamentals, and all of your approved trees of the woodlands. The friendly, knowledgeable Spring Gardens Nursery team has been helping gardeners for 30 years. Bring some paradise into your life. Just south of the Woodlands on Gosling Road, Spring Gardens Nursery, inc.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I'm Sandy.
And I'm Sherry.
And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Oh, I love that little music.
Boy, Chad. I know. That was groovy.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson? Maybe?
Yes. Chad does a great job on our music. So give Sandy and Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. Easy number. 281-833-3333. Sitting there listening to us, we thank you for listening. Well, join us in on this conversation. So much to figure out and talk about.
Yeah.
And you are an expert, Sherry, and you've been in the industry
a long time.
We'll just say a long time.
Yes. That's all we need to know.
Yes. and generational too. So, you know, you grew up talking about gardening around the kitchen table, which is kind of cool. I love that. And all of our Home Show Garden Pros are family owned and operated.
Mm-hmm.
And, that makes such a difference.
It makes a big difference.
Yes. When you go to our Home Show Garden Pros, it's a culture thing. And that's what's common amongst all of the pros.
Just family owned and operated garden centers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I mean, it's a whole way of life.
Right.
And it's a great industry to be in. I'm I love it. I'm glad it was my choice years ago.
Yeah.
But just great people. Mm-hmm. And in Houston, you are super blessed to live here and have access to so many mom and pop nurseries in the area.
Right.
There's other places, other cities that have maybe big box stores
and that's it.
And big kind of cold nurseries that you can't walk in and see a family member or an owner.
Right.
And so that makes a big difference.
It does. So not only we love our local nurseries, but we also talk about products we can use that are locally made.
Yeah, like MicroLife.
Like MicroLife.
MicroLife is like one of those. They're down in the Heights.
Mm-hmm.
They're made for Houston, for what we have to deal with, for our high clay soils, for our massive amounts of rainfall. They're healthy and safe to use around your pets and your family.
Right.
You know, I have my daughters and they've worked at the nursery off and on through the years. And I feel safe when we do the refill program. At most of the Home Show Garden Pros do the refill program. And when your kids can go refill the product and you don't have to worry about chemicals getting on them.
Right.
And my daughters use the product and can sell it because they can see a difference. Like the 624, the multi-purpose, you know, my college age daughter takes it up to her apartment her house now. And can use the product and understands it. And the great thing about it is you can't burn with it.
That's important. And you and I were talking about that at the break.
Uh-huh.
Is getting us to the mindset of this organic and natural products as much as you can use them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are times when we've got to veer, but MicroLife is safe around pets and family members. I mean, it just, and you can't overuse it.
It would be really hard to.
I guess I should say.
It would be really hard to.
There you go.
But your 624 right now.
Green bag
or the MicroLife Brown Patch, getting ready for brown patch season is coming up. So the 513, you could get out, put that out. That's going to help replenish your yard and renew it after this hard summer. Get it ready for the fall and water everything in with a good drench of super seaweed.
Yes.
That'll stimulate all the biology that you're putting out because that's what you're doing when you're putting MicroLife out. You're putting life into the soil.
Right. You're helping it do its own job.
Mm-hmm. You got it. So that take advantage of this time of year. Get your fertilizer out. We still have some active growth in that St. Augustine. We can revive our plants. You know, get them stimulated with that super seaweed. Anything that's been struggling, it's going to, like, put a breath of fresh air into it.
Right, right.
And, you know, whenever you put the seaweed out the next day, you go out in the yard and it's like it's just.
Yeah, the plants are saying thank you.
They're saying really thank you. It's like they have little reflectors in their leaves.
Yeah, yeah.
So find MicroLife at your independent garden centers.
Mm-hmm.
And for more information, you can go to microlifefertilizer.com or homeshowgardenpro.com.
Another must-have on the garden
Another must-have. You got it.
Yeah, I love my MicroLife.
And the great another great thing about it doesn't matter what your soil is like, where you live, you could live anywhere. I mean, I've sold that product all over the country.
Oh.
Just by making my little videos and people start watching them. It doesn't matter where you live. You're feeding the soil when you're using MicroLife.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we feed the soil, the plants do better.
Yes.
Because you're putting everything there that the plants then can access as they need it.
Right. Well, I just love my MicroLife products. And like you said, the refill, that is so nice because sometimes you just need a dabble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't always need the big bag.
Yeah.
But definitely the 624 is on my list because I haven't, you know, fed in a while. So I think it's time.
It's time.
I'm going to watch the weather. And if the weather's not going to cooperate in watering, then I will just make sure that I water really well afterwards too.
Yeah.
Because then my dogs are less likely to, you know, finish the rest of
it. Yeah, I know. My dogs like the MicroLife too.
And it's okay. It's safe. You know, I mean, you don't want to feed it to them, but if they get some of it, it's okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got to feed that soil.
Got to feed the soil. And that takes us to our next point, misinformation.
Oh my gosh. It's everywhere.
People, you know, saying my plants look peaked, they look hungry, but it's too hot to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not.
So why are we saying that? Why are we saying it's too hot? People think it's too hot to feed them.
Years and years and years ago, there was a high chlorine level in the fertilizers that if you didn't water it in within 24 hours, you would burn.
Oh, so that's what we're thinking.
And so fertilizers are built different. You know, Nelson's plant food has a whole line of fertilizers as well. Mm-hmm. Microlife has their whole line of fertilizers. They're, if you use them according to the directions, mm-hmm. you're fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're perfectly fine. Right. You're not going to burn. You're not going to hurt. But if you are hungry right now, are you going to wait until the weather cools to eat?
No. Not unless I'm forced to fast.
And your plants are the same way, but they're very dependent on right. you for the nutrients.
Yeah.
And so if my plant is hungry now, I'm going to feed it now.
Right.
And I'm going to water it.
And I love that when you said that last week, you said, you know, if your plants look like they need water, water them. Don't wait until the sun goes down or, you know, say, oh, yeah. I have to wait. And I did that this week because yeah. I just couldn't wait any longer. You can't. I'm not going to make them suffer.
No.
Right.
Yeah. And watering in the middle of the day on a thirsty plant is perfectly fine.
To water the root area. Yeah. Don't splash it with water.
Yeah.
Give it water where it's going
to absorb. We water plants all day long at the garden center.
Uh-huh.
And we get the leaves wet and everything's fine as long as you're not doing it right before bed.
Okay. But what I'm saying is if you're going to water, don't just splash them with
water. Oh, yeah. Hydrate the root system. Right. Yes, yes,
make sure you're getting it where it needs
Put the water where the plant drinks it.
Right, you know, right.
The plants aren't drinking water necessarily through their leaves, especially in the middle of the heat of the day.
Okay.
Their little cells are closed up. So, yes, hydrate that root system.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I love that, you know, picture of y'all out there watering all the plants at the store. Beautiful location, Plants for All Seasons and all of our Home Show Garden Pros. But you really have to, you've got to hydrate those daily. They're in containers.
Yeah.
And that's something for us to think about and remember because our containers are heating up pretty quickly.
They're above ground. They're good airflow. You know, it's going to get hotter.
Right.
So, yes, hydration is super, super important.
It's drying out our containers. So we will talk about our patio plants and maybe some more hints of how to take care of those when we return. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Sandy here with Sherry taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333.
Made in America, a simple idea that means everything at Mueller Metal Roofs and Buildings. It means local branches, dealing with friends and neighbors you trust. It means innovation, leading the way with better solutions. It means caring about our products and even more about the people who use them. It means pride in a job well done. Mueller, made in America, made to last.
Did you hear? The Murphys got robbed.
Didn't they have a security system?
Yeah, with video.
Burglary is a crime of opportunity. If they can't get in, they move on. Fortify doors and windows with CrimSafe stainless steel security screens. CrimSafe patented security screens are custom made, professionally installed, providing the security of a burglar bar system without the ugly bars. Keep outside dangers outside. Protect your family and your home. Secure your free estimate. CrimSafeHouston.com.
Tomato, tomato. Better get them in the ground tomorrow. This is tomato planting season. Pick ones with shorter production time. It's on the tag. And remember, new plants stress easily. Give them midday shade. The Home Show Garden Pros help you catch up on all your gardening. Sorry.
Good morning, everybody. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens and Enchanted Forest. We have all the best heat-loving annuals and perennials for your summertime planting. Salvia, lantana, verbena, purslane, portulaca, pentas, vinca, and more. Come on out and see what will work in your yard. We've got tons of great tropical plants for your poolside, landscape, and containers. Mandevilla, hibiscus, bougainvillea, and lots of beautiful blooming shrubs. And don't forget to check out the gift shop to keep the inside of your house as pretty as the outside. Don't forget to watch out for those pesky bugs coming into the yards. Summertime is really tough on our lawns and landscape as far as the insects go. If you have a question or problem with one of your plants or your lawn, come on in and see us and we'll help you out. Enchanted Gardens is located at 6420 FM 359 in Richmond, close to Katy in Fulshear. Enchanted Forest is located at 10611 FM 2759, close to Great Wood and Sugar Land. Now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. I am Sandy here with
Sherry.
Good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros, and you can give Sherry a call at 281-833-3333. And Sherry, we've got Colin on the line. Good morning, Colin.
Hi.
What do you have for Sherry?
I was wondering how to grow dragon fruit.
Okay. Do you have one?
No, not yet.
Okay, so we need to find a Home Show Garden Pro nursery that has a dragon fruit, and then you'll put it, typically you'd put it in a full sun area. Now, I can tell you I've moved mine to a part shade area this extreme heat that we're having, but you need also to figure out how you're going to support that long term, and I would do it in a big container that can be moved in because they will freeze in the winter. So a movable container with a support. And if you Google growing dragon fruit or go on YouTube and watch videos, you'll see why you need a big support system.
Oh.
They're very easy to grow, but as it grows up, it'll start falling down on itself. So you'll need a big support system.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And, like I said, in a pot with a good potting soil and get a good, fertilizer, because when you're in a pot, when you're watering, all the nutrients flush through that pot. So you're going to feed it about once every 4 to 6 weeks. Okay.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Good luck, Colin. Thank you for calling.
Very fun. I wonder why dragon fruit.
Dragon fruit. Well, I have my daughter likes to eat exotic fruits. So I think, you know, just with the social media and you can see the world and see different things and see what different people eat.
Yeah.
And so she is very adventurous when it comes to different fruits.
That's fun.
So and I didn't know there was two different types that are the dragon fruit at the grocery store. There's one with white. I don't know if you ever cut a dragon fruit open.
No, I haven't.
It's one that has a white inside with little black seeds.
Okay.
It almost looks like a pudding. I don't know.
It's, really?
Uh-huh. And then there's one that's red on the inside. So.
All right.
So is your daughter? I have one, and it makes a beautiful flower. It makes a really cool looking fruit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, neat. Yeah. That's so interesting. I love that.
Yeah.
So growing that, and good advice to get
that. There's so many exotic fruits that we can grow here, being that we're in the subtropics.
Yeah.
You do have to take into account, you're going to have to move them.
Mm-hmm.
We do have winter.
Right.
But for the most part, the rest of the year is okay for them.
Yes. Like I'm doing my little experiment on the replanting the fruit trees thing. I have some in a second new orchard that are in the ground, and you're going to have to survive. But then I put two in pots right on the patio.
Are you talking about citrus?
Citrus.
Okay.
Yes, the citrus. And those are going to come in when we have a freeze, you know, when and if. And my husband's like, well, where are you going to drag them all the way to the garage? No, they're coming in the kitchen because the door is right there. So, and they're on wheels. So that's my little experiment because I'm tired of losing fruit trees.
I keep mine in containers citrus. For about 2 or 3 years. So they're on their second year this year. After winter this year, they will make it to the ground.
Okay. Well, I've got one more winter to go through.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we will grow those. But I love that dragon fruit. What a fun idea.
Yeah.
And I need to look up the flowers. You said they're very pretty.
Oh, they're very pretty.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, thanks for the call, Colin. And you can call us at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. To remind everybody, Home Show Garden Pros is a co-op of these locally owned, family-owned nurseries. You've heard from Spring Gardens Nursery. They're up in Klein. They're all easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Nature's Way Resources, which is north between Conroe and the Woodlands. Beautiful location. Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. I love the way they've got everything organized. Plants for All Seasons, a good go-to place, easy to get to off of 249, and Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, which is west out in Katy.
Yeah.
So, yes, all of our Home Show Garden Pros, we love them all, and they bring such great information, not misinformation.
Right.
So give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333 for more information on home and on gardening after this.
When you own a swimming pool in Texas, there are two things you want. You want it clean and you want it clear. Hello, I'm Joe Puccio, the owner of Clean and Clear Pools. Stop spending your weekends cleaning your filters, vacuuming, and checking chemicals. Let us do it. From supplies, maintenance, pumps, repairs, and hard diagnostics, our licensed technicians have you covered. Tom Tynan trusts Clean and Clear Pools. You can too. Clean and Clear Pools at Highway 6 North and West Road. Get a free quote and check us out at cleanandclearpoolstx.com.
Turn rental property into easy cash, like Alex.
Yeah, I'd recommend Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease to my friends. It's been a great experience. Hassle-free, takes care of the issues immediately.
I'll take all your tenant calls and solve issues.
We were in Europe vacationing. I got a notice that something had happened and get taken care of it.
Make hassle-free money. Call me, Bruce Lessie, on my cell, 832-654-5670, or my website, Houston4lease.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green. Nelson's Plant Food, Texas-made targeted nutrition, helping your plants grow stronger. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Landscapers Pride Mulches and Soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Let's grow together. Sienna Mulch, everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rosharon. Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we talk a lot about the soil and what we're going to do to our soil to get things growing and keep them healthy. And Sherry, we love Best Choice Lawn. Mm-hmm. Ricky is a superhuman. He is just, he's been in this business since 2009, so he's not a fly-by-night. He mm-hmm. is someone reliable that you can count on. Best Choice Lawn for aeration. And from what I understand, Sherry, aeration is a real key.
Oh, yeah.
A couple, three times a year to do. So it helps break up that hard, those hard spots that I'm seeing in my lawn.
Yes.
Or in my soil underneath my lawn. And it'll help with water retention. It'll help circulate your nutrients.
That you're oxygen putting to the roots.
Oxygen to the roots. Hello.
Yeah.
They need oxygen also. So Ricky and his team do a great job. And I know there's a list. Mm-hmm. And he will go anywhere in Houston. He will bring that equipment out, do the job, and you're done.
Yeah. And fall is a great time to get aerated.
So get on the list.
Yeah, you need to call him. Get on the list now.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can get oxygen down into the soil before brown patch season, before we start getting into the cooler temperatures and
moister,
and more rainfall, it will happen, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Then we can ward off some of the brown patch issues in the grass.
So give Best Choice a call. I've talked with Ricky, and I know already we've had someone here in the office use them. Mm-hmm. She said it was easy. They come out. They talk to you about what they're going to do. You know, mark any sprinklers if you're mm-hmm. lucky enough to have any sprinkler heads around. They'll even do some compost for you.
Yes.
If you need some compost afterwards, which is a good idea.
Yeah.
After the aeration, it sort of finishes off. It's the whipped cream afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Best Choice Lawn Aeration. And his phone number is 713-890-9977. Kind of hard to remember. So you can go to homeshowgardenpros.com for Best Choice Lawn. Best Choice Lawn. Give Ricky a call because we all need to get on his list for aerating our lawn.
Mm-hmm. And you can also go to Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes.
If you're in the car right now and you can't remember. Home Show Garden Pros, and you can find a list of all of the sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Sponsors and our Home Show Garden Pros. It'll send you to all the locations. Mm-hmm. So it's a great resource to have. And speaking of homeshowgardenpros.com, mm-hmm. that's a place where you can go and you can send in questions.
Right.
And we love that because you can send in the pictures also.
Right.
So we can pull those off. So
we can put our eyes on the patient.
Right. Exactly. So we have folks who will send in a question and call because they'll say, okay, my question is there, and we look it up and we can have that conversation.
Yeah.
Because we're all in this together. It is a mystery. Like you said earlier, or I said, you are an expert, and you said, well, I don't know everything. Well, you almost know everything. You
can put a lot.
You can put the pieces together. You can help us put the pieces together.
Yes.
And sometimes that's what it takes. So give us a call at 281-833-3333. Easy number.
Yeah. And a lot of, diagnosing is process of elimination.
Yeah. It's a mystery.
Mm-hmm. You can't just look at something every time and go, oh, well, that's definitely this. And let's talk about that, because there's something called rose rosette, right? That is a virus that's attacking roses. It started more north in the north U.S. and it's worked its way down. There's some cases of it, positive cases of it in Dallas. There is some in Harris County. Mm. But on some of these rose forms, it's like every rose with a distorted leaf, people are like, oh, it's rose rosette. Take all your roses out.
Uh-oh.
But I need to go on my soapbox for a minute.
Yes.
Before you destroy all of your roses, you need a positive diagnosis for rose rosette. Now, other things can give you the same look as the rose rosette virus. Things like glyphosate toxicity. So what that is a common herbicide that we use, and it might not be called the same, but the most common one that we use is called Roundup.
Oh, yeah.
But there's several different brands of herbicide that people spray in the cracks of their driveway or in rocky areas to kill weeds. It's a non-selective herbicide, and the active ingredient is glyphosate. And that glyphosate can vaporize, or it does vaporize when the temperatures are over 90 degrees.
Oops.
So it's now in the air, and then it drifts, and it can drift up to 1,500 yards.
Oh, my goodness.
So you might not be spraying that in your yard.
Oh, no, but if your neighbor... But,
or the community. Communities spray herbicides because...
On the medians.
And so that can drift and settle on different shrubs, and different shrubs will show the effects of glyphosate toxicity.
But it looks like...
It looks like rose rosette. Oh, it looks like something called witch's broom that can get on different things. I've seen ligustrums affected by it. So let's know before we react what the culprit is. And just because you're not spraying these things in your yard doesn't mean somebody in your community is not.
Interesting.
So we always see it like clockwork, usually in April when the temperatures start getting to 90 and above.
The rose rosette.
Well, it's not necessarily rose rosette. It's glyphosate toxicity. But we start seeing it just as the temperatures hit that 90. People start bringing in their roses. They start bringing in their ligustrums. What's happening? Tomatoes show it too.
Really?
So, and like I said, you don't have to spray it on them or even right next to them. It could be in the vicinity. It could be on the other side of the fence somebody sprayed.
Yeah.
So let's know what we're treating before we do it. And another thing is chili thrips on roses. That will show you the same damage. Yeah. So before we react.
Yeah, by ripping them out. Don't be doing that.
Let's sit back and go, okay, could it be this? Could it be that? There's some things that you can do, cutting back, feeding, pushing some new growth. If the new growth comes back with the damage and none of those things are happening in the area, then, you probably have the virus, and we need to remove that.
All right.
Okay.
So we've got – it takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes observation and time.
Yeah.
And a little bit of let's try this and see.
And talking and understanding. Okay. And,
interesting.
People will come in. I'll ask them, could glyphosate have been sprayed? Has Roundup been sprayed? Oh, I don't spray anything. Well, I know you don't, but somebody could have.
Yeah. That is amazing. I did not know that it could travel in the air that much.
Yes.
Oh, what great information. Sherry has words of wisdom all the time for our garden. And this is Home Show Garden Pros at Sports Radio 610 or on Sports Radio 610. You can give us a call at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And we'll return after this.
Because it's been so hot, you may be spending more time with your indoor plants rather than the outdoor. The good news is that MicroLife offers outstanding organic liquid fertilizers for both. MicroLife's Orange Label, Biomatrix 713, is the go-to liquid for all your indoor plants, providing them complete nutrition without risk of damage. Use just a bit every time you water. And for outside, add MicroLife's Super Seaweed. The leaves and roots absorb the nutrient-rich liquid, immediately giving them an instant healthy boost. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Healthy plants, healthy food, healthy people.
Whatever the weather, seasons come and go. Your one constant riddle is helping things grow. Confounding as gardening may be without reason, thank goodness there's help at Plants for All Seasons. Experience gained over their three generations brings a happy ending to gardening consternation. From annuals and perennials to veggies, herbs, and trees, get the tools, tips, and help needed. No need to say please. Find it all on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Plants for all seasons, because there's no place that's better.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I am here with Sherry Harrah, taking your calls and your questions at 281-833-3333. And you can also send us questions at homeshowgardenpros.com. Ask a pro. And Sherry, we've got a bunch of questions here for you. Mm-hmm. We are working on looking at this picture of ours. And the question is, let's see.
Yeah, he wants to know. It's Harold.
Harold.
He has a weed that he can't control.
In the grass.
In his St. Augustine. And Harold, if you're listening, it is crabgrass in your picture. I had to zoom in. It looks like your St. Augustine is struggling a bit from some gray leaf spot. And that is welcoming this crabgrass in. Now, crabgrass is very opportunistic. If it can find a weak spot, it will come in. I am not immune to this. I do have an area in my yard where it will sneak in down close to the driveway in the street. But the best mode of action for this is using something called Crabgrass Killer by Agrilon.
Okay.
And it is a powder, and it is safe to use in this heat.
Wow.
You just powder it on in small areas. Now, you want to prevent it from coming back next year because, Harold, if you look really close, you can see if you let it get any kind of height on it, it'll get a little seed ahead on it.
Oh, no.
And that will drop seed. And then the seed will stay there. And as soon as the St. Augustine is weak, it'll germinate next year.
Okay.
So we want to break that seed cycle by using pre-emergent herbicide.
Okay.
So pre-emergent herbicide, do it once in the fall, once in the spring. That'll start to break the seed cycle, but you can get out and either pull or use that crabgrass killer.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I know your sister Kelly from Plants for All Seasons, she loves to pull weeds.
Yeah.
And water by hand. Mm-hmm. Those two things she and I have in common.
Right.
And her knowledge, forget it. I can't keep up with that. Right. Well, good. Well, we will get back with Harold on that. So the diagnosis is crabgrass, and then get that, either pull them or you can use that Agrilon.
Yep. And pre-emergent. Very important. You don't want to just kill it. You've got to keep those seeds from germinating.
Right. And then we've got to take care of that soil. Yes, the seeds. When you said that they grow up with the seeds, I know when I see my weeds and they've got some of theirs, I'm like, oh, man, we got to stop this right now.
You got it.
Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I am Sandy here with Sherry taking your calls at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. What is on your gardening list this weekend?
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
And homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust, tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on,
always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.